Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fan Hotline. Presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Ray Fittipaldo joins us on that fan hotline. Ray is brought to us by the born and raised Western PA injury attorneys of LGKG. They take your personal injury cases personally. This is the most Pittsburgh tweet of all time, Doran. If you ask me, this Beanie Bishop thing is just another telltale sign of the lack of discipline that Tomlin brings to the Steelers. It doesn't matter what it is. It always comes back to Tomlin not having his guys walking on the straight and narrow. Hello, Ray. How uncomfortable did that get for you, my friend?
Not very. Callis just said you got in some deep doo-doo, so I don't know what the delay was, but we're all good.
I yelled at Callis. I was mean to him. And that everything I say sounds sarcastic. That was probably over the line. So I'm sorry, Harry. Can't wait to come support you in the charity baseball game on Saturday night. Ray, Jonnu Smith, apparently the Steelers have circled back on him after the injury to Bobby Parnum.
Bobby Parnum.
I know, Doran. And now,
Donald Parham.
Dear God. Everyone out there saying I'm not a professional, just go to task on me. So, unfortunately,
he's rattled.
I'm totally rattled. I've never been more rattled on this job. I'm nervous for Five Alarm. I'm yelling at Harry. I'm lashing out in every direction. So, Adam Schefter reports the Steelers have circled back on Jonnu Smith, and we know that Gabe Davis is here today. He'll be taking a visit with the Steelers tomorrow. How do you think this all shakes out? You think they get both guys? You think they get one guy? How do you think it goes?
You know, I know last week there wasn't much to that Jonnu Smith report. Now, did things change because of the injury yesterday? I don't know if that's the reason the Steelers are revisiting that one. Listen, they did carry four tight ends last year. Michael Pruitt was there. He was more of a blocker. You know, he was the guy who wasn't really used as a receiver. You know, Smith would be certainly a different type player. They would have to fit that within their cap. They just got done paying Pat. I'm not sold that's going to happen, but, you know, the receiver, I think we all agree, it's probably definitely going to happen. I think they have to get a guy in here who can be a legit number two opposite DK Metcalf. Now, is it going to be Gabe Davis? I think a big part of this visit is probably going to be the physical. You know, that's why Jacksonville caught him. Also had a little bit of a down season there. I think adding receiver is probably still more likely than a tight end, but I do understand maybe the injury yesterday changed that a little bit.
Could they be telling us something if they do get Jonnu Smith that they want to be more of a passing team than a run team? I mean, you did say Michael Pruitt was a blocking tight end last year. Darnell Washington's a blocking tight end. So essentially you'll have one blocking tight end on your roster and two guys that are really receiving threats. Could they be telling us that they're kind of shifting into a different direction on offense?
Yeah, I mean, that certainly, if Aaron Rodgers comes, I think we all agree that's probably going to happen anyway. I don't think it'll get crazy out of whack where, you know, Aaron was throwing as much as he did last season with the Jets, though. I think the Steelers built this roster in a certain way for a reason. They still want to be known as that physical football team. They do want to run the football. But, yeah, you do have to make adjustments if Aaron Rodgers is your quarterback. And I do think, yes, they would put it up in the air a little bit more. But I don't think they want to get away from their identity. I know they haven't been that team yet, but that's what they desire to be. And I still think that's part of the long-term plans.
Talk Broderick Jones to us, Ray. How do you think he's going to perform this season? I realize it's still in the infancy of this, but natural position, has lost all this weight. How's he looking so far, and how do you think he's going to perform this year?
Yeah, there's a lot of hope that he will turn into that guy, but I don't know how anyone, analysts or who have watched him, fans, or even anyone that in that building can have like a high level of confidence that it is going to happen. And I say that for one reason. To me, he took a step back in year two. That's always a concern for me. Like, I thought he was solid as a rookie, you know, starting, I think, seven games into the season. I thought he played well, especially as a run blocker. And then, you know, last year we saw a lot of the technique things kind of leak into his play. And then, you know, the pass pro was just a disaster all season. I don't think he performed as well in the run game either. So, yeah, they're hoping he turns into, you know, a guy that they can count on, a guy they want to sign to a second contract. But anyone who watched him last year knows he's got miles and miles to go before that happens.
From what you could tell us, Ray, how has Mason Rudolph looked, really? I mean, you don't have to say, you know, the details, obviously, but how has he looked? Yeah. Does he look like he's a starting quarterback?
Yeah, absolutely. He's out there. He's running this team. That was really no competition behind him, right? Skylar Thompson has a very limited resume. And, of course, rookie Will Howard is the only other guy who's in camp right now. So it's easy for Mason to, you know, step into that role naturally. But he knows a lot of these guys on this football team. These guys have confidence in him. And, yes, he looks good not only from a leadership standpoint, but he looks good spinning the ball out there too. And I know it's football in shorts. None of this really matters until we get to training camp. And things probably will change by then. But Dorn, he looks really solid right now.
Ray, your partner in crime, Jerry Dulac, said that if Aaron Rodgers does not wind up signing with the Steelers, he thinks the Steelers will sign another backup quarterback or find a veteran backup quarterback. Do you see it that way? Or do you think they'd stick with Mason Rudolph, and then I guess you'd go Skylar Thompson and Will Howard?
Yeah, like I said, Thompson just doesn't have a long resume. To me, that would be like almost going back to 2019, where you're really, really thin, and if there's an injury to Mason, then you'd be in a heap of trouble. Now, 2019, you had the benefit of having the NFL's best defense, and that's the reason they got to 8-8 last year and almost made the playoffs. I don't think they have that this year. So, you know, whether it's Carson Wentz or somebody like that, I think there's a few other guys who are still on the market out there. Yeah, I think they would probably make that move. But, I think the hope is Mason obviously would stay healthy and, he would be the QB1 in that situation.
Ray, this was wonderful. Sorry to make you wait, buddy.
That's all right, Adam. Have a good weekend, guys.
Thanks,
you too, pal. The number of people that have texted in saying that I can't read because I don't know Donald Parham's name. Numbers in the dozens. And the way our conversation went for the previous 35 minutes, for us to be talking about professionalism, what is professional, what is not professional, I yell at Harry and then screw up a name. I am on a heater for the ages right now.
That is Parham for the course. By you?
Someone wanted this to get in. Kalis, do you have access to the text line over there?
Yeah.
Okay. It says, Kalis, make sure this gets on air. Beanie Bishop is not good at football and will be cut. Thanks, Broseph. I mean, that's kind of a weird part of this, too.
Yep.
Like, when who is it, John, who called up in the last segment who talked about judgment? Mm-hmm. I think Beanie's going to be like a borderline 53-man roster guy. Mm-hmm. Like, he might not make the team. And doing something like this, without question, no matter what side you come down on, West Virginia, Pitt, Waynesburg, let's get the fair representation. Hey, you're a guy who is fighting to remain in the NFL.
Yep.
And you would want to play here, I'm guessing. It's what you know. It's close to Morgantown. Like, this does not help. This is in on the negative side of the ledger here.
I wouldn't be shocked. I'm just saying that. I wouldn't be shocked if there's a transaction made. I would not be shocked. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but I would not be shocked.
It's like anything else. Like, you can get away with stuff if you're Antonio Brown.
Yep.
You can't get away with stuff if you're on the cut line as it is. 412-928-9370. Remember when the Alabama fan poisoned that tree?
No.
At Toomer's Corner. They have this famous tree in Auburn where after their big time like football, basketball wins, they go out and in celebration, they cover it with toilet paper. Well, an Alabama fan called in to the Paul Feinbaum show and said, I put poison in the soil around the tree. And lo and behold, he did. He poisoned their tree. Rivalry.
One more thing.
That was a fan.
That's you're right about that. That's also a felony. I'm pretty sure. What's up, Harry?
So apparently, you're not the only one giving me heat. Apparently, Bubba has been talking about me for the last 25 minutes, and my mother just said one of her coworkers is concerned because one of her coworkers listens to his show, and I have a bunch of tweets now coming at me that says Bubba's really giving it to me. So what?
So you're getting it from both ends, and I want to be a united front against Bubba, and I have apologized. And E.J. Borghetti, the biggest pit man of all time, he texted us and said, this is tremendous theater. And that ice cream after the game retort from Callis was absolute poison. Yeah, it was.
Yep.
And then I think I went like this. Your thoughts on Beanie Bishop's actions? We can get back to that at 412-928-9370. We'll talk to Doug Whaley about it at 9 o'clock. We've got John Wehner at the bottom of the hour. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. You can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results.
And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
People taking some umbrage on the text line to us saying that Beanie Bishop could get cut. They signed Brandon Echols from the Jets this offseason, not because they wanted him to lure Rodgers here. They signed him because they think they need competition and help at the slot corner position.
Yep.
Like, I don't think Beanie Bishop's spot on this roster was by any means guaranteed.
No.
Like, he would be one of these classic guys, even if they didn't get an Echols, that if he had a bad training camp, when the rosters go down from 90 to 53 because they do it all at once now, they'd be poking around for a slot corner. So stuff like this, it ain't going to help. Quickly, before we get to the phone lines at 412-928-9370, the man who poisoned the tree at Auburn passed away. I didn't know this. He passed away. He had to serve a 6-month probation sentence for herbicide. You can't be killing trees, man. And I think that's a landmark.
Yeah.
He got arrested. They cuffed his ass. His son, Bear Updike, told Alabama.com he died of natural causes in Louisiana on Thursday. This was 5 years ago. They named the kid Bear after Bear Bryant. Rivalry. It's too far. Can't poison a tree.
No.
It's illegal.
Yeah.
Joe in Orlando wants to chime in on all this. Hi, Joe.
Yeah, I think pretty much Doran was right. It's in poor taste. That guy's a pro, right? But further than that, Crowley, you need a little bit of self-awareness, my man. You turn around and try to belittle Callis because he goes to Waynesburg, and you say, oh, it's because you need to go to West Virginia or Pitt. You try to belittle him. That's in poor taste. You need better self-awareness.
Yeah, I'm hearing a lot of that on the text line. I don't disagree. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, so I'm glad.
Appreciate it. My thought process was we're two brawl guys.
Hmm.
And he's a Waynesburg guy. And we were trying to take calls from Pitt and West Virginia fans. Did I need to yell it at Harry? No, of course I did not need to yell at Harry. Go ahead.
I still have also told you repeatedly that my mom and sister did go to Pitt too. So it's like I was around Pitt all the time growing up.
My parents went to Pitt. I don't like to say that a lot, but it happened. My wife went to Pitt. Matt in the Meadowlands. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Oh, cheery.
So I have to say, obviously, dumb move on his part. Doesn't look good optically for the Steelers or for him, obviously. But part of me loves it. You see all Pitt players quote-tweeting it. Pat Narduzzi is already referencing it. This just added lighter fluid to an already burning fire. And everyone is going to be waiting for this game, seeing if Pitt makes them pay for it and if there's going to be any answer to equal that.
Thank you, Matt. I think that I did a poor job of stating my opinion, which is not a good place for a radio host to be. It gets the embers burning, the fire burning for me in the rivalry. And when you got Pitt players quote tweeting it and you've got the head coach kind of being coy about it, but handling it, I think, the right way he needs to for his football team, it gets me all jacked up. But for Beanie Bishop to go over there and do that when nobody's around and post it on social media is classless.
Very.
And dumb. It's dumb for any of those guys. They share a facility. Art can't be happy about this.
Oh, absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Because he takes the, as he should, he takes that relationship very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And to your point, Zach Frazier ain't going over there doing it. Terrence Garvin never did that. Mike Logan didn't do it. And he was he around when they shared a facility? It doesn't matter. He wouldn't have done it.
He wouldn't have done it.
More calls?
Yes.
Mark, Burgettstown. Hi, Mark.
Yeah, instead of the Pitt, West Virginia thing, I have something about Pitt, Penn State. We were down Ocean City with my kids. One's 9 and my nephews. One was 10, one's 9. We come home through State College, and I got a picture of my two boy and my nephew pissing on Paterno's statue.
Seems classless too, Mark. Thank you for the call. But he's also not a Steeler.
He's not a Steeler. He's not a former player. Your kids aren't former players. Like, that's classless in the same way, but that isn't to the amount of what's going on here.
Yeah, the issue is this is a Pittsburgh Steeler going across to the other side of the facility, not the Steeler side of the facility.
Breaking and entering.
Could be. Now, I have used that Pitt facility bathroom because it's a lot closer than the Steelers bathroom. I don't know what that's about. Like, back when I would be there at OTAs, I was always respectful. Put the toilet seat up when I would go to the bathroom.
Wouldn't you be?
I'm a classy guy, Doran. Luke in Greensburg, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Yeah, so my thoughts on the Beanie Bishop situation, being a Pitt guy, didn't love it, but I mean, I don't really think he was hurting anybody. I thought it was kind of classless, but I think there's worse things that could have been done. And just to defend Crowley, I don't think what he was saying about Callis was a shot. I think he would have said the same thing if Callis went to Ohio State or Bama.
It was the tone.
May I ask Luke a question?
Please.
Okay. Go ahead. Luke,
yeah, so my whole contention there was that the other day we were talking about Henry Davis taking a pitch, and I said Crowley's never really taken, or he's never seen professional pitches or anywhere close to it, so how can he have a credible opinion? But then he just did the same thing to me. So, you see what I mean?
Did he get offended when you said that?
Yes, yeah, for sure, Luke. Yep. Definitely. 100%.
All right, that's fair.
No, it was, and Callis made a good retort. And he said, the
last time you were in a baseball, you guys got ice cream. That might be one of the best lines I've ever heard on a radio station.
I think so.
Ever.
Like, regardless of who said it over the span of time, I 100% agree. Callis, I don't want to task you with anything. I wouldn't want to be accused of bullying you or pushing you around, but do you have the clip?
Yeah, I can get it.
Okay. Might be worth letting Callis take his victory lap because I definitely deserve it today. John Wehner is going to join us next. We've got Doug Whaley from 9 o'clock until 10. The Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference.
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
John Wehner joins us now. John, you are venturing into murky waters. The show has been off the rails today. Insults flying left and right. If you don't mind, I'd love to play something for you. Nicholas Harry Callis getting over on me in a big way. You ready for this, John?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
No, I said, butt out, you went to Waynesboro. We're having a impassioned conversation between an All-American pit tight end.
Crowley, the last time you were in a locker room for serious competition, you guys got ice cream after the game. Like,
when was the last time you played in a competition? I mean, Wehner, he kicked my ass there.
I tell you what.
Oh, my God.
I was listening. I'm at the golf course. I was listening on the way in. And not very friendly of you. Be kind. You got to be kind. You can't be all mean and nasty to everybody.
Yeah, Harry, quit being mean and nasty to everybody. Or were you talking to me, John?
You.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Yeah, you. Let's go clean it up. And then you're late getting to me. I got a 9 o'clock tee time.
All right, John. The last time a pitcher has gone 8 innings, striking out 8 or more and giving up one or fewer runs 2 times and lost was in the year 2000 when it was Pedro Martinez. Paul Skeens talked after the game, said he's not even watching the offense when he's pitching. How do you imagine this guy's feeling? And I mean, have you seen anything ever quite like this?
No, it's frustrating. He has to be frustrated. He says the right things as far as, you know, he's just got to worry about pitching. You know, he can't worry about what the offense does. And I just think for any pitcher, if you have an offense that's struggling and not scoring runs, you know, every pitch has to matter. And yet he says, well, they scored 10 runs last time out. And, you know, it's not like I threw it down the middle. I'm still trying to get guys out. So, you know, I think he handles it like a pro. You know, it's kind of criminal that they're 5-8 in his starts because he's the best pitcher in baseball. And you know, and I don't know if the guys are pressing a little bit when he's out there or what, but yeah, it's got to be frustrating. I think he's given up, 4 earned runs now in the last 5 games, and he's got 1 win to show for it. And yeah, they got to figure out a way. I mean, I just sit here and think if you had offense supporting this club, you know, the record's totally different. And you know, we've talked about it in the off season, talked about it at the beginning of the season. You know, where are we going to score runs? And we really haven't found that formula consistently yet.
John, this happened a little while ago against the Padres, but I really wanted to get your opinion on it. Should Henry Davis have swung whenever he struck out with the bases loaded to potentially tie the game against the Padres?
No. You know, as a hitter, I think that's probably the easiest take is the ball that's down, especially for a guy like Henry, because I feel like he's more of a high ball hitter than a low ball hitter. You know, I think certain guys like the ball down. But typically, if you're looking for a ball down and it's got spin, breaking ball, change up, whatever, you're going to chase something out of the zone. So you're always got your, you know, zone up. And there's a lot of times that I will not defend the hitter on a borderline pitch. With 2 strikes, I think you should protect, especially something that's elevated away. You know, a ball off the plate, I'm thinking, well, that's not a bad pitch to hit, really, at least to try to protect. But your eyes tell you as a hitter, when you see a ball that's below the knees, it's a ball. It's as simple as that. It's a ball. And so, you know, it was a great at-bat. You know, I think he had a pretty good series there. And, actually a pretty good road trip for Henry. And, you know, he's up there battling. It could have been a really nice road trip, actually, but, you know, he gets rung up, and that's a call that can't be missed, especially in those situations. I always say it, you know, talk about hitters maybe trying to bear down when Paul Skeens is on the mound. I think it's important for an umpire to bear down when the game's on the line, and something like that can't happen, especially a ball right under his nose because he's looking over that part of the plate. You know, the home plate umpire was, and you just can't make that pitch. I think umpires need to be better when the game's on the line.
We had Neil Walker on yesterday to talk about it, and I heard Michael McHenry, a great segment yesterday with Starkey talking about it, and both guys kind of said that the player is taken into account, as is, unfortunately, sometimes whenever you're not a great baseball team, don't have a great record, that can play into it. But this was a minor league umpire, John. Like, do you agree that sometimes those things happen that you kind of need to, quote-unquote, like, serve your time or something like that?
No, I think the strike zone's the strike zone. And, you know, I do feel there are times where your superstar hitters, I don't know if it's so much with the pitchers, but I think your hitters, some of, you know, the Bryce Harpers and the Shoheis of the world, I think they might get more of a benefit of the doubt. You know, I think back at Barry Bonds, they never called a pitch out of the zone against him because they knew his eye was so good. You know, he wouldn't swing out of the zone. So if he's taking it, it must be a ball. So I honestly thought it happened with him quite a bit. You know, a guy like Andrew McCutchen, it amazes me because he gets a lot of pitches. He had two of them last night called that were out of the zone, and he has a very good knowledge of the game. And normally guys like that will get the benefit of the doubt just because umpires know he doesn't swing at pitches out of the zone. Having said that, you know, with the exception of a handful, maybe a dozen superstars, you know, who I think get the benefit of the doubt at times, I think the zone's the zone, you know. And, you know, whether you're a pitcher or a hitter, you know, I think umpires, and I think umpires are starting to shrink the zone a little bit for the most part. I think because of that ABS system or whatever it's called that they, you know, the in the spring training they tested with, because I've never seen more pitches in the zone called balls than I have this year. So I do think it's tightened up, but there are times, and maybe it's, you know, it's just, okay, it's a rookie umpire, whatever, the situation was big, he saw it a little bit differently than everybody else in the world. But it happens sometimes. It's unfortunate, but it's like I said earlier. I mean, players are held accountable for their performance, and umpires need to be held accountable as well. And, you know, and the bigger the situation, I think the better the focus, the concentration, and the calls have to be.
Wehner, thank you for coming on and preaching kindness and the wonderful analysis. Hopefully you have a good round today. Appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, always a pleasure. Just remember, Crowley, ignorance is the highest form. Rudeness is the highest form of ignorance.
Now, you couldn't even say it right, John. Get the hell out of here.
Well, I had to write that on a chalkboard like 100 times because of my social studies teacher in high school. So that's what I remember.
Thank you, John. We appreciate it.
All right, see you.
Thanks, John.
What a man. And I'm just taking L's left and right today.
Yeah.
Wehner says when it's down, you don't swing at that pitch.
Yep.
And Callis was giggling like a schoolgirl behind the glass, as was I, because I had once again been proven wrong.
Man, it's a tough one for you today.
I'm stacking L's.
Yep. Actually, this week.
Yeah.
Man, that last week, too, a little bit.
What happened last week?
The Henry Davis thing, right? Was that last week?
That was Friday.
That was, yeah.
Well, it happened on Friday. We talked about it on Monday. Right. Yeah, good for you for remembering that. Yeah.
Jeez.
No, I said, butt out, you went to Waynesburg. We're having an impassioned conversation between an All-American pit tight end.
Crowley, the last time you were in a locker room for serious competition, you guys got ice cream after the game. Like,
when was the last time you played in a competition? So two things real quick. Number one, I mean, one of the great lines of all time. Oh, one of the great lines of all time.
All time.
Number two, I don't even know how he's going to finish that first sentence. An All-American pit tight end. What was I possibly going to say about myself?
Yep.
I played intramural flag football at West Virginia. What was I even going to say about myself? He protected me from myself and then murdered me. That's crushing.
All timeline.
And you know what this does? Our guy Zeg, who is the biggest fan morning show fan we got going, right? Like, he's got to be number one. He said, this should stoke the fire to get people to donate for the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. Come watch 13-9 with us.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want to give it to me on behalf of the University of Pittsburgh. You want to give it to me on behalf of Nicholas Harry Callis. Donate. Text FIRE to 412-207-3456. That's FIRE to 412-207-3456. We're going to be watching 13-9 tomorrow, and I'm going to deserve every last second of it. And it was probably like a 4.5-hour game. We'll react to some of what John had to say coming up next. We'll talk to Doug Whaley from 9 o'clock until 10. All right, 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township. Doug Whaley going to be joining us for the final hour of the show. If you missed it, Beanie Bishop, Steelers cornerback, former West Virginia Mountaineer, goes into the Pitt football facility, drags his feet on the Pitt logo, and then makes an Instagram post of it. Throws a poop emoji on there just for good measure, in case people didn't know exactly what he was getting into. And, Doran, we now have some new information on this.
Yep. Yep. I got texted that that Pitt allowed the Steelers to use their facility for to make videos for the NFL for Sunday Night Football, and to take their headshots, to just use a room in the facility, and then he goes and does that. So not only is it on Beanie Bishop, I feel like it's on the Steelers too, for the disrespect that they did to the Pitt facility and to the Pitt program. Pitt allows you to use the facility, allows you to come over to use their amenities and things of that nature, and then you go do something like that. Yeah, he's lucky nobody was there. I mean, I know that Doug will have a chance to talk about this in the next segment, but I mean, I know some of the players that are on the team there now, but I do know my teammates. If he was there and he did that when we were there, we'd have jumped his punk ass quick, and then filmed it, and then put that out there too. So. You want to do that whenever, you know, a team, you know, your partner really allows you to use their facility? Yeah.
That makes for me, too.
Yeah.
I mean, we talked about the disrespect elements of it before, and just sharing the facility and what a bad look that is, and what a bad judgment call, really, that it was from Beanie Bishop. That the team was invited in there to do that, and then he does that? I can't defend my guy. I can't. I love when the rivalry juices get flowing. I mean, it came out in the studio today, right? Like, this, that's what makes rivalry great. But they invite him in there?
Yep.
And he gonna go ahead and do that? I can't defend him.
That's terrible.
I can't defend that.
Yep.
They're being gracious hosts is really what they're doing. And I'll tell you what, going all the way to the top, the Steelers, they can't be happy about it at all.
No chance.
At all. Oh, yeah, sure, guys. You can come and use our facility. No big deal. Sunday Night Football. And you're going to drag your feet on the logo and post it on Instagram. Nah, it's bad look. Bad look. We'll get Doug Whaley's thoughts on it coming up next, and then some other Steelers-related topics. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. High today of Miroslav Shatanigan, 81. Low of 49, clear skies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.